So in the Rashbam, I don't remember how much we said in the Rashbam yesterday, but anyway, we saw yesterday in the Rashbam, is mechadish. That well, first Rav Huna was mechadish, that you need to have betzufos, otherwise not going to machs b'inshi. Rashi says, "Merakam gzeir wasn't meichir because by being since you're eating it, not going to machs b'inshi. Golus adaita kolat didoch, that wasn't meichir." But Chama adds that in Asher the mevi bagi, so then it is the kinnah machs b'inshi. So then you can machzik even if it's not the Ritzufais. But Yavor is going to machzik in Shi. So the Rashbam says a Chiddush Din, that even a Nasa, there might be baggy. So you don't have to plant every year. You can let the field lie fallow, because that's the derech. But you can't just go away. You have to at least do near. Because otherwise, the Marakama could say, Matzosu Soderekom. Comes out, look at the Rashbam, it's like there's two halachas in the sugya. There's two halachas. There's one halacha, Rav Huna's halacha, that you have to be zerei every year. And that has exceptions. Asa de mevi bagi is an exception. But then there's another halacha that has no exceptions, that you have to do something every year. That even in the intervening years, but Rav Huna says that 3 years have to be ritzufos. You can't spread the 3 years out. And asa de mevi bagi, you could spread the three years out. You could be machzik 1, 3, and 5. Then there's another halacha, that even in a case where even an asadom every bagi, where you could be machzik in intervals 1, 3, and 5, but in the intervening years you still have to do something. You have to do near shachar akotz or something. You can't just go away in the intervening years because there was no kind of matzosi sodereiko. This is machlekes gedolei achrayim. If this halacha, this second halacha that the Rashbam is mechadish, was it said only alib de Rav Huna? Or is it said even if Rav Huna is independent of Rav Huna? It doesn't depend on Rav Huna's halacha. The Shach in Siman Kuf Mem Zayin understands. He seems to take for granted that it's only a libud Rav Huna. It's an extension of Rav Huna's halacha. And the Beis Halevi in Chelek Gimel Siman Nun doesn't call it the Shach, but he takes for granted the other way around that it has nothing to do with Rav Huna. Even if you don't hold like Rav Huna, but this halacha that you can't disappear in the intervening years, that's a dover muskum l'kulei alma. So I thought in Svara, did I say this yesterday? I thought in Svara should be totally. What's the time of Matzosi Soderekim? The Shach who connects it to Rav Huna, it's not only understood that it has to do with Kedemachzik Inshi. That there's Halochi after Machzik Kedemachzik Inshi. So first of all, that means you have to be Zerei every year. That's Rav Huna's Chiddush. If you're Zerei only in alternate years, it's not Kedemachzik Inshi. In an Asur Demoybi Bagi, it is Kedemachzik Inshi. But even in Asad, it may be Bagi, where people are Zereya in alternate years, but even in Asad, it may be Bagi, they don't go away. They do stuff in the field in the intervening year. So if you're not going to do near in the intervening years, then it's not going to be Kidamachsiki and Shik, even in Asad, it may be Bagi. So it's an extension of Hunus Halacha that if you do it by intervals, if you do it in intervals, so it lacks in Kidamachsiki and Shik. So ordinarily, you have to mamish. You have to be Zerei every year. Even in a place where there's Zerei in alternate years, the Hayavara is not out of the picture. The Shonim of Hayavara, they're also part of the picture. There's a Kemachzik Inshi in those Shonim as well. The Beis Halevi, I think, understood, and I think in the Lashon, the Rashbam, it's more mashma like the Beis Halevi, that it's not, it doesn't do the Rav Huna, it's not a time. Rav Huna said, in Rav Huna, the Rashbam said, a Hezber, that it's not Kemachzik Inshi. Lolos Adaytuch the Lab Didoch. This new halacha about near, the Rashbam said a totally different lashon. Matzosi soderekom. Sounds like it's a different idea altogether. I think the idea is that that's a new time that the Merakam could say, I came and I saw that you're not home. So I assumed, I saw nobody's there. The field is empty. So I assumed that nobody's being machzik. I heard a shmur, while I was b'mdim yurchayk, I heard that there's a chazaka. But then I came to check it out with my own eyes. I came, I saw, it's empty. So I assume that the chazaka is not true. We'll see, Mr. Shem Behemshich, maybe a riot. So upon him, that's the machlokes between Shach and the Beis Halevi. If the Shach, if Rav Huna, if you don't need Ritzufa, if you don't like Rav Huna and you don't need Ritzufais, then you don't need near either. According to Rav Huna that you need Ritzufais, then even an asana may be baggy, you have to at least have near. According to Beis Halevi, one thing has nothing to do with the other. Even if Rav Huna is wrong and you don't need Ritzufais, but near you have to have. Now, later on in Daf Lamed Vav. The Rashbam, Baram Lamed Vav, Rashbam asks, and the din of Yilchus Chodesh, the Mishnah says that in the Beis HaShlochet, that in the Beis HaBal, in the Steilovan, you can be machzik in Yilchus Chodesh. So the Rashbam asks, Yilchus Chodesh, why? Is it, why not nine Chadoshim? If it's three and exterior, it only takes three Chadoshim, then do it in nine Chadoshim. That's why the answer is that you, that was Tosfos Kash at the beginning of the parak. Because that other man had their own terusim. You need an achila chashuva b'emsa. But the Rashbam answer is that you need it because of, otherwise it's not ritzufim. Explain the Rashbam. What do you mean not ritzufim? Nine chadoshim ritzufim. What do you mean? His kash was do it in nine chadoshim. So what's the answer? It's not ritzufim. That's the kash. Do it in nine chadoshim that are ritzufim. So we explain pshat in Rashbam. Hoshim pshat in Rashbam. That he took for granted that the each Zeriah and Sira has to happen in a different year. That's the Lepushit. So therefore, you're going to do nine Chadoshim back to back. You're going to do nine Chadoshim back to back, like the fellow I heard, like the fellow davened in the Shtibul in the Borough Park. It's a true story. So somebody in my shul has a food company, and one of his workers, a Chassidish fellow, came in one day. He said that yesterday he davened in the Chassidish Shtibul. And he davened, he had a trifecta. What's a trifecta? Shachas, Mincha, Mara, back to back. So, you're going to do each the three achilas back to back, that's for sure nothing. It has to be in alternate years. It has to be in different years. Toshin Pei, Toshin Pei, Allah, Toshin Pei. It has to be what does Rashi call in the beginning of the parak? It has to be a pre-Osu Lashonah. It's that year's crop. So, it has to be every year. It has to be each achila of Ar has to be in a separate year. So, the last three, so Yud Ches Chodesh is the last 3 months of Toshin Pei. Then you have Toshin Pei Aleph, and then the first 3 months of Toshin Pei Beis, you have the third Achila. That's the Yud Ches Chodesh. The Rashbam's Kashu was not that you should do nine Chadoshim back to back. His Kashu was, but do nine Chadoshim and do three Chadoshim in Toshin Pei, three Chadoshim in Toshin Pei Aleph, three Chadoshim in Toshin Pei Beis, and in the intervening months you don't have to be Machzik at all. But Yud Ches Chodesh sounds like you have to be Machzik the whole Yud Ches Chodesh. So that the Rashbam asks is because he needed Sufi. So the problem is that so it comes out with either Rashbam. That the dinner of Tzufin says in the Mishnah. So my Kamashma and Rafuna. The same way the Gemara and Rafuna is similar, but the Gemara and Rafuna, my Kamashma, it says in the Mishnah, Yom Yom, the Gemara and Yom Yom might not mean Tzufin. It means something else, like Pukim Mukutois. The Gemara should ask a much stronger question. That was only a dig from a Losh and Yom Yom. The Gemara should ask from the Etzim dinner, Rafuna's Mukuch and the Etzim dinner, the dinner of Yutches Chaydish only makes sense if you need Tzufin. So what's the Kiddush of Rafuna? So a very strong castle. So I thought the answer must be that the Rashbam and Lamed Vav, when he says that he can't do it in 9 months because he needs Ritzufin, he doesn't mean Rav Huna's Ritzufin. That you have to be Zereya every year. He means the Ritzufin of this other din of the Rashbam. That you can't disappear. Even in the case we don't have to do Zereya every year. Even in Asa Demar Bibagi. But you can't disappear. Because the Marakam will say, Matsosi Sadarekum. So if you're going to be Zereg, three Chadoshim and Tavshim Pei, three Chadoshim and Tavshim Pei Aleph, three Chadoshim and Tavshim Pei Beis, and in the intervening months you're going to disappear, then the Marakam will say, Matsosi Sadarekum. So you have to do near. Necharami. When the Mishnah says Yutchas Chodesh, the Mishnah doesn't mean you're Zereg, the Chodesh are all Yutchas Chodesh. Yisrael v'chaitz is Gimel Chadoshim v'Rishayna, Gimel Chadoshim and Emesoyis, Gimel Chadoshim and Deachayna. But you have to be Machzik Yutchas Chodesh because you have to do something the whole Yutchas Chodesh. Anyway, the Rashba brings from Yishayin that you don't have to be, you're not Zerei the first day of the year and Kaiser the last day of the year. You're Zerei the Kaiser, it takes a certain span of time. And the rest of the year, you do other Avodis in the Karka. So you can do near in the Karka the rest of the time. But you have to do something, you can't disappear. That's all the Rashba meant. So, Mela, so first of all, if that's the case, then that's the terrace for the Kasha. So Mela, Rav Huna's halacha doesn't say in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you need Yud Ches Chodesh. Yud Ches Chodesh could be with near. And that has nothing to do with Rav Huna. Rav Huna's mechadish, that you can't be meiver at all, that near is that you need a, that you have to be. Rav Huna's mechadish, in other words, all that's mukhuk in the Mishnah Yud Ches Chodesh is that you can't disappear. You have to be there from the beginning of the chazalta to the end. Because otherwise it's a tayin matzosi sodereg. But that has nothing to do with Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, "Okay, you'll be there from the beginning of year one to the end of year five. You'll be zerei v'kaitzer year one. Year two, you'll do near. Year three, you'll be zerei v'kaitzer. Year four, you'll do near. Year five, you'll be zerei v'kaitzer. Maybe that's good enough. Ravuna's machadish, no, that's not good enough because the Havara is not going to machzik yinshi unless it's an asur to maybe bagi. So Ravuna's a chiddush that really doesn't say in the Mishnah at all. If that's the case, then first of all, ever ride the base lady. That this din that you need at least do near is not part of Ravuna. It's a Mishnah with Fereshes. Ravuna is a chiddush. Gemara's not is Ravuna right, is Ravuna wrong? But the Mishnah says that you need Yud Cheshchedish. Yud Cheshchedish tak implies that you have to be there from the beginning to the end. The din of near is muchach in the Mishnah, and that nobody could argue. The discussion is only around whether Ravuna is right or wrong. But the din of near, so it follows that the din of near, which is muchach in the Mishnah, can't be dependent on whether Ravuna is right or wrong. So we have, at once fell soup, we have two things. First of all, we have a mocha for the Rashbam's chiddush. But that's right away the most important thing in the Sham. Where did Rashbam get this chiddush din from that you have to do near? Otherwise the Bible will say, Matsasi saw the rekam. So Mary did the chiddush din. Where did Rashbam just made it up out of whole cloth? But he had a dream. Well, how does Rashbam know there's such a halacha? The answer is Rashbam saw it in the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says, Yud Ches Chodesh. Yud Ches Chodesh. The Rashbam himself says, Yud Ches Chodesh. Why do you need Yud Ches Chodesh? Do Gimel Chadoshim, Gimel Chadoshim, Gimel Chadoshim in the middle. Go away. Al Kochach, you have to say that no, you're not allowed to go away. Why not? You had three Sirius and Sirius. You had an Achilun Toshin Pei, an Achilun Toshin Pei Al, an Achilun Toshin Pei Beis. So what's wrong? The answer is because the Bible says Matzasi Sodarekum. So in the Mishnah it says the Salach of the Rashbam. That's the Mokka for the din of the Rashbam. It's only the Rashbam that's Yishtosai. It's only because the Rashbam learns the reason why you need Yud Ches Chodesh is because you have to have this connectedness that you can't go away. Lefi Tosis, you need Yud Ches Chodesh for a totally different reason. Because since the Ksiris, the Ksiris at the bookends are Shalai Bismanam, so mainly you have to have an Achilah Chashuvah Benza. That's a totally different Lefitaisis. There's nothing there about Ritzufan at all. You don't see anything about Ritzufan. But Lefit the Rashbam, even the middle of the year could be Gimel Chadoshim. Doesn't have to be an Achilah Chashuvah. So what do you have to have Yud Ches Chodesh? Only because of Ritzufan. We're translating. Ritzufan doesn't mean Rafun is Ritzufan. It means this Ritzufan that you can't disappear. So mainly Lefit the Rashbam, Lushitosli, it's Mukach in the Mishnah itself, with Yud Ches Chodesh, that there's a new halacha that you can't disappear. You have to at least do near. That's the Rashba. It's very, very gishma. And at the same time, we have Achra that the Beis Levi is right. That this halach of Nir is not only Aliyah B'Dei Ravuna. Because it's Mukach in the Mishnah. If it was only true according to Ravuna, then the Mishnah would be right in Ravuna. That the Gemara doesn't say. Yeah.
So I think in Tosos on Kaf Ches Amral, yes, on Yud Ches Chodesh, only the Lashon implies the Din of Ravuna. Tosis also
right. Nechami. Tosis on Amud Aleph had asked, what does it have to say? Tosis at the beginning of the Mishnah, Tosis asked, why do I have to say Shehen Yud Ches Chodesh? I could do the math myself. So Tosis, maybe you'll say, is telling me the Din of Ritzufa. And she said, no, because then the Gemara should have asked that. But you see from Tosis that Tosis never thought that the Din of Yud Ches Chodesh itself implies Ritzufa. He thought maybe the Lashon implies Ritzufa, and he said, no, that can't be. That's all because, but in Tosis, there's no riot of Ritzufa in the Din of Yud Ches Chodesh at all. Demis is, if I'm right, then there's a little bit of Chodesh Ha'ar in the Lashon of the Rashbam and Lamed Vav, because then the Lashon of the Rashbam and Lamed Vav was that you need Yud Ches Chodesh because of Ritzufa. The Lashon sounds a little bit more, sounds like Ravuna, especially the way we imagine the Salevi. The Din of Nir is real, Ravuna is Din of Ritzufa, because it's otherwise not going to machzik yinshi. And this other halacha that the Rashbam is mechadish, that you have to be there continuously, because otherwise the guy will say, Matsosi sodereikum, they're totally unrelated halachas. Rafun is halacha that you have to be zerei every year, because otherwise not going to machzik yinshi. Asur might be baggy, that's not a problem. This other halacha of the Rashbam about near, it's a totally different kind of halacha, nothing to do with going to machzik yinshi. Rather, it's halacha that you can't leave, because when you leave, you're a mazel. When you leave, the Marakam will come. It'll say Matzasi Soderek, and it'll say there was. I didn't think anybody's being here, Max. So these are two totally unrelated halachas. So chayre, it's a little bit dochuk that the Rashbam and Lamed Vav says a loshen of Ritzufin. He says you need Yud Ches Chodesh because otherwise it's not Ritzufin. You should have said you need Yud Ches Chodesh because otherwise, if you don't do anything in the middle, the Baal Abayis will say, the Marakam will say that Matzasi Soderekum. He uses the lesson of Ritzufan. Ritzufan is Rafuna's language. It's not the end of the world. But I think it's not fair at all. We pass like Rafuna. Aliba, the MS, you have to have Yud Ches Chodesh because of Ritzufan. Otherwise, not going to machzik yinshi. But even if so, the Rashbam says the lashon of Ritzufin, because Aliba the Emes, the Rav Huna is right, then you need Yitzchus Chodesh for Ritzufin too. In other words, you need Yitzchus Chodesh for two reasons. First of all, you need Yitzchus Chodesh, partially because of Rav Huna. Rav Huna said that if you take a break in the middle, it's not going to machzik yinshi. So maybe if you're going to be the Gimel Chadashim, go away. Come back Gimel Chadashim, go away. Maybe it's not going to machzik yinshi. Maybe it lacks in Rav Huna's halacha too. It's called, but I could hear that maybe it lacks in Rav Huna's halacha also. It's not going to machzik yinshi. Then in addition, even if Rav Huna is wrong and going away does not make it not going to machzik yinshi, but you would still need to get Chis Chodesh because of this other svara of Matzasi Sodereikam. So, if Rav Huna was wrong, the Rashbam and Daf Lamed Vav would have said you have to have Yitzchus Chodesh because otherwise Matzasi Sodereikam. But Rav Huna is not wrong. Rav Huna is right. We pass like Rav Huna. So maybe the Rashbam deploys the Shaynus of Rav Huna. Why not? Our question was, but then isn't Rav Huna Muchach in the Mishnah? He said, no, Rav Huna is not Muchach in the Mishnah because even if you take away Rav Huna, there's this other consideration of Matzasi Sodereikam. But now that Rav Huna is right, so then the Pasha is the reason why you can't go away. Now, never mind the Matzasi Sodereikam. It's not a chazoka because it's not going to machzik yinshi. So the Rashbam says a lashon that's true on Libud Emes. But Libud Emes, Rav Huna is right. But the Mishnah is not a riot to Rav Huna because the Mishnah would still be correct. The din of the Mishnah would still be correct even without Rav Huna. Could be even afkamina ladin. If Rav Huna would be wrong, so all you need is, if Rav Huna is wrong, the achilas don't have to be continuous. You just have to do near be'emsa. So maybe between the Gimel Chadoshim, you would only have to do near. Now that Rav Huna is correct, so maybe between the Gimel Chadoshim, maybe near is not enough. Maybe you have to do activities that are more connected to Zriya and Tzira. I'm not sure. I'm not really sure if that's true or not, because at the end of the day, it's not a sod, it's Oysa Peres Todr. The sod is only like the Rishonim say, in the sod it's not Oysa Peres Todr, you can't do Achilles Peres from the beginning continuously. There's nothing to you. I'll leave it there. We all like a funny. You need Ritzufin. So in a stay loving. So what do you have to do the whole 18 months? You can't be Zerei B'Kreitzi the whole 18 months. How is that Shaykh? Zerei B'Kreitzi the whole 18 months. I mean, the Zerei Sukkot time, your Kreitzi Pesach time, Shavuos time, there's still months that you're not Zerei B'Kreitzi. So the Rashba talks about it. The Rashba says, in the Chanami, the rest of the year, you have to do stuff. You do other stuff that facilitates. So it could very well be that even Aliba de Rav Huna, as long as you have Gimel Chadoshim in 1 year, Gimel Chadoshim next year, Gimel Chadoshim in the third year, and in the middle you do near, it could be that would satisfy even Rav Huna. Because in a soda that's not Eisei Peres Todr, that's called Ritzufin. The Gimel Chadoshim with the Gimel Chadoshim with the Gimel Chadoshim, as long as it's connected with near, that's called Ritzufin. I was Machzik, in the Machzik Yinshi. How is it going to, what do people do in the Machzik? How do people live in a soda that's in a stay lovin? They have a Zriya Nixira, near, a Zriya Nixira, near, a Zriya Nixira. Well, every year there's a Zriya Nixira. But in the other months, they do the near Shachar Kotzim. So I'm not sure there's nafmina lahalacha in regarding this Yud Ches Chodesh. I don't know if it matters whether we hold like Rav Huna, we don't like Rav Huna. Could be near would be good either way. But it's a different kind of near. If you hold like Rav Huna, the near is that it should be kinah machzik yinshi. If you don't hold like Rav Huna, then you don't need kinah machzik yinshi. You just need that somebody should be home if the Murakama comes knocking. You know what I'm saying? Say, Aliba de Emes. Rav Huna says you can't be meiver shana. You have to have a harvest every year. But you don't harvest the whole year through. From the Zriya to the Ksira, let's say it takes 3 months. Maybe it takes 5 months, 6 months, not the whole year through. So it could very well be that even according to Rav Huna, it's enough to be Zerei V'Kreitzir in year one, Zerei V'Kreitzir in year two, Zerei V'Kreitzir in year three. And in the intervening months, you'll do near. And that'll satisfy, Rav Huna will also be happy. But there's a very big difference between Rav Huna, if Rav Huna is right and Rav Huna is wrong. If Rav Huna is right, then there's a concept that you have to be kidamachziki inshi. That not only does the Zriya, that you need kidamachziki inshi. If you go away, it lacks in kidamachziki inshi. So if you didn't do near, it wouldn't be kidamachziki inshi. So there wouldn't be a maisa chazok. If Rav Huna is not right, then you don't need this. You don't have this concern that if you go away, it's not kidamachziki inshi. You have a different issue. That if you leave the house empty and the Marakama comes, then he's going to say Matzosi Sodereko. So you have to do near for that reason, but not because of the issue of Kinamachziki and she. So the Rashbam uses the Lashon of Ritzufin and Rav Huna's Lashon, because that's Aliba Demes, that's correct. Kafuna is right. We pass like Kafuna. So the Rashbam says the emes. The emes is you have to do near because otherwise not going to maxik inshi. Because can maxik inshi means that you're maxik in the soil continuously. You do the Zriya Vixira or the things that help the Zriya Vixira, but you need the continuity. But if Rahun is wrong, you would still need Yud Chesedish. Because you have to have Nir.
Is
there
a halacha on the
seifa
though, or is it only on the
resha?
It seems like
the Gemara is only on the resha. Oh, you're asking a question. This is a good question. The Mishnah is lost. The Rashbam says that after Rav Huna, we read Rav Huna back into the Mishnah. When it says miyoyim liyoyim, it means Rav Huna. So Gimel Chadoshim miyoyim liyoyim means Rav Huna. One second. But the Seifa says, I can ask this as a Kasha all by itself. Never mind what I was getting in the nitty gritty from a couple of minutes ago. That's a Kasha all by itself. Rav Huna says you need a Tzufa. It says in the Mishnah, Yom Yom. The Gemara says, no. Yom Yom could mean Lapukim Mukutois. Says the Rashbam. But now after Rav Huna, Yom Yom Taka means a Tzufa. But the Mishnah distinguishes between a Beis Hashlochim, we need Miyam Liyam. And the Beis Habal, we don't need Miyam Liyam. Ve'ena Miyam Liyam. Gimel Chadosh, Gimel Shonim, Ve'ena Miyam Liyam. If Miyam Liyam means Ritzufin, Ve'ena Miyam Liyam L'chayra means that you don't need Ritzufin. So, if the Mishnah says that in the Beis Hashlochim, you need Gimel Shonim, Miyam Liyam, a fear of one of that means Ritzufin. Gimel Shonim, Ritzufin. Then the Mishnah goes on and says that in a Beis Habal, you need Gimel Shonim, but not Miyam Liyam. So not miyam liyam means the emesis. Rashi not miyam liyam means mikutoyz yud ches chaydish, but chayyid also means not ritzufin. So yud ches chaydish don't have to be ritzufin. But Rashi and Lamed Vav, the Rashbam at least in Lamed Vav says that you do need ritzufin. The yud ches chaydish do have to be ritzufin. So how does this work? The Mishnah says einim liyam liyam l'chayyid. That means einim ritzufin. And the Rashbam and Lamed Vav says that the yud ches chaydish themselves have to be ritzufin because it's a din of ritzufin. Maybe there's a few ways to answer, but let's say away from Poshut, I would say that when the Mishnah says that in a Beis Hashlochen you need Gimel Shonim Miyoyim Liyoyim, so that includes both ideas. It certainly means not Mekutois, it's not 18 months, but it's 36 months. And after Rav Huna, I'll say it also means that it has to be Ritzufa, because Miyoyim Liyoyim means everything. Miyoyim Liyoyim means 36 months Ritzufa. Now when it's supposed to be the Beis Habal, it says the Beis Habal is not Miyoyim Liyoyim. Now, Miyoyim Liyoyim, when you need Miyoyim Liyoyim, you need 36 months Ritzufin. In a Beis Habal, you don't need Miyoyim Liyoyim. That means you don't need 36 months Ritzufin. But does that mean all you need is 18 months not Ritzufin? Or maybe it means all you need is 18 months Ritzufin. That's also Eina Miyoyim Liyoyim, because it's Mikotois. I'm saying maybe it's a simple thing. Just because miyoyim liyoyim means lapukim mikutois and ritzufin, 36 consecutive months, but einim miyoyim liyoyim does not have to mean the polar opposite. Not 36 months and not ritzufin either. Not necessarily. Miyoyim liyoyim means 36 months back to back, and einim miyoyim liyoyim means you don't need 36 months back to back. So what do you need? 18 months back to back. That's still called einim miyoyim liyoyim because it may be Ritzufin, but it's not 36 months. I think that's a simple answer.
What does Rashi mean when he says Dafka Katani Lafuke with the Zoros? He says in the Kamashwan of Ravuna, he says Dafka.
Meaning, it's Miyoyim Liyoyim with all the meanings of Miyoyim Liyoyim. Not only Lafuke Mekutois, but even Ritzufin. Even lapukim is mifuzaris. Miyoyim liyoyim means not mikutois and not mifuzaris. Because if it's mikutois or mifuzaris, it lacks in miyoyim liyoyim. But the yud ches chaydish, the ein miyoyim liyoyim, that means doesn't mean mifuzaris. It means mikutois. There's two different ways not to be miyoyim liyoyim. You could be not miyoyim liyoyim because it's mifuzaris. You could be not miyoyim liyoyim because it's mikutois. By a beis halov and by a beis habal, it's not miyoyim liyoyim because it's mikutois. But Ritzufa needs to leave. Okay, so what emerges? Yeah, I want to take the cousin advice. Go right.
In Rashbam on Maru Seyma Miyam, when he's explaining the Halamina of the Gemara, that it's to exclude the Katos, not the Tazoras.
The Rashbam where?
On Kaftas Benalah.
Yeah, not Gemara.
Yeah, when he's explaining the Halamina to exclude the Katos and not the Tazoras, he explains almost because the Sefa of the Mishnah taught the Katos, we're kind of coming to exclude. That's the
Halamina. Oh, that's right. That's very good. That's actually good. I think you're right. It's Meduyik and Rashbam like this. The Gemara started off with Yemli Yoyim means Lapuke Imefuzar. It's a riot to Rafun. It already says Rafun in the Mishnah. The Gemara says, no, we're not talking about that. We just mean Lapuke Imekutois. Says the Rashbam, in contrast to a Beis Abal where you only need Yud Cheshchaydish. It's Meduyik Takan Rashbam. In the Havamin of the Gemara, that Yemli Yoyim means Ritzufin, that's not in contrast to the Seif. Because the Sefer you also need a tzufin. In the Gemara is the Chiyah, that Miyoyim Liyoyim just means Lapukim Mikotois. That's in contrast to the Sefer, because in the Sefer you don't need Mikotois, you don't need 36 months, you can have Mikotois. But Ritzufin, there's no in contrast. Ritzufin is across the board. Yeah, that's very good. So now there's a Kasha. Then Mr. Beis Levi asked this Kasha. The Beis Levi took for granted that this din of Nir is L'kul Yam, it's not totally only in Avuna, and we were just mechichet from a Mishnah. It's mechichet in the Mishnah, that less man de poli, that you have to be there for the whole chazokah, the whole 18 months, whatever the chazokah is, from the first day to the last day, you have to be there, otherwise it's metzosi soderek. That has nothing to do with Avuna. Avuna's chiddush is that you have to be zerei every year, because otherwise it's not going to machzik in Shi, and that's totally in Asher the Maybe Baggy, and that's in Machlekes. That's in Nidin and Amarim. Not all the Amarim. The Gemara is not sure that Rav Huna is right. That's a massive mountain in the Gemara. Whether you have to be Zerei every year, but that you have to do near. In other words, whether you have to be Zerei every year or you could do it, you could be Zerei in alternate years. But that's for sure that you can't go away in the middle of the Chazok. Yes, the Beis Halevi from the Hemshech Gemara, because the Gemara now continues. The last narrow line, Cheskes Abatim. The Mishnah says that you can be machzik in a bayis. Cheskes Abatim is Gimel Shonim. V'abatim to be Yomam Yadi b'Leilai Lo Yadi. Normally, if you're machzik in a bayis, so the people know that you're there by day. But who knows if you're there? Nobody knows if you're there at night. So Edom come. You need Edom. Edom are going to be made that you were there by day. Where are you going to find Edom that you were there by night? So the Chayra, all you can prove is that you were there by day. So it's not Ritzufin. Because the days are cut off. The every day is cut off from the day before, so it's not Ritzufin. Shaynim ask, why is only not Ritzufin? It's not 3 years. The Gemara is asking Kashan Rafuna. Rafuna, you need Ritzufin. If you don't have the nights, then it's not Ritzufin. Gemara should ask. Yeah, Rafuna, it's only a year and a half. If you only have the days, it's only a year and a half. Three years of days. If you need to be machzik, if Rafun is wrong, let's say if you're chaylik on Rafun, let's say that Rafun is wrong, you don't need Ritzufin. So in a case where you're zareya every other year, how many years does it take to be machzik? All the Rishonim say five. You can't count the years that you're not zareya. You can't be zareya a year, not zareya a year, then zareya a year. Oh, 3 years. I have a chazok. Why do you have to be zareya 3 years? Rafun is mechayim, you have to be zareya 3 consecutive years. If Rafun is wrong, it's enough to be Zerayah 3 alternate years. But you have to do it but if you want to do it in alternate years, you have to be Zerayah still for 3 years. So now the Mishnah says Cheskes Abatim is Gimel Shonim. Even if Rafun is wrong, so you have to, Rafun is wrong, you don't have to be there 3 years consecutive, you could be there every other year. So you're here, you're there not every other year, you're there every day, and for all we know, by nights you went away. So even if Rafun is wrong, but it's not, it should take you 6 years to be Machzik. So, Rabban and Rabban Yehuda, they both asked the Kasha. They say, two terutzim. Come back to maybe more, but let's say with the simple teretz. The first, the simple teretz that they both give, the Rabban and the Rabban, is that Enechinami. The Rabban and Rabban Yehuda, is that Enechinami. The Gemara means, if Rafun is wrong, so we can say, Cheskes Abatim is Gimel Shonim, and Enechinami, it'll take you 6 years. The Mishnah calls it Gil Shanim because all the other cases in the Mishnah are literally Gil Shanim. Cheskes Habatim, Vabiris, Vasichin, Vamoris. So the Boris, Vasichin, Vamoris, there you don't have to be there at night. So there you really have to be there. There you can talk to me Machsik in 3 years. And a bias, it also takes 3 years. But since in a bias you can't find the item for the night, so it'll take you 6 years. But you have to have 3 years of credit to get to graduate from Cheskes Habat. So if you have Aina Bayoim of a Laila, then it takes you 3 years. If you're skipping the Lelois, so then it'll take you 6 years. As long as it adds up to three years. So therefore, that's what the Gemara is saying. Bishlam, if Rapun is wrong. So the Mishnah is fundamentally right. Cheskes Habatim is Gimel Shalom. The same as Cheskes Habayis, Vasichin, Vamaris, Ubeis Habayis. Cheskes Habatim is 3 years. Of course, a bias, you can't find Adam for the night, and a bias is a Paris by night. In a field, you don't need Adam for the night, because you don't work a field at night, you only work a field by day. So that's called your machzik, that's the shamshus of a field, is to be there by day, not to be there by night. But a bias, the shamshus of a bias is by day and by night. So really, your machzik, you need 3 years by day and by night. But you can't find Adam for the night. So the chanabi, it'll take you 6 years. What? So it'll take you 6 years, that's what the Mishnah means. But the fear of Huna, that can't be what the Mishnah means, because that's not Ritzufin. So it must be literally 3 years. How do you have 3 years? How do you have 3 years with Sufin? You're missing the nights. It's not with Sufin. That's the chayt. That's chayr poshup shat in the Gemara. So that's the Gemara's kashi. Where are you going to find the ending for the nights? Right, we'll see. So the Gemara has two tirutzim. We'll come back. We'll see the tirutzim later. Ask the Beis HaLevi. So you make it sound like it's only a kashin Ravuna. It's only a kashin Ravuna. Ravuna, you have to have with Sufin. If you're there by day, and for all we know, you weren't there by night, it's not with Sufin. Why is it only Kashin Rav Huna? Why is it only Kashin Rav Huna? Everybody agrees that even if you skip a year, you have to at least do a year. You have to do something. You can't disappear. Well, this guy, for all we know, he disappeared at night. I mean, he doesn't have any for the night. So for all we know, he wasn't there at night. If he wasn't there at night, so then Matsosi Sodereikam, Matsosi Bayis Reikam. So how would there be a Chazov Kirill? It's not a Rav Huna Kashin, it's a Kashin in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you need Yud Chazchaydish, why Yud Chazchaydish? Said there is Rama Lam Dov. Ritzufin. Say, Ritzufin doesn't need necessarily Rafuna. It could be the other Ritzufin about near. But kach, you have to be there continuously from the beginning of Chazoka to the end. You can't go away. There's a time of Matzosi Sodom Eikum. So now we have Mecheskes Habatim. Mecheskes Habatim, for all we know, you weren't there at night. You're only there by day. So that's not only Kashi for Rafuna. If you did near at night, something equivalent, we knew you did near at night, so then it would be Rafuna de Kashi. The guy wasn't sleeping there at night, he was only doing near. I know what that means. But that's not true. For all, he doesn't have Aiden for the night. That means, for all we know, the Merakama claims that he wasn't there at night. No, if he wasn't there at night, then Matsosi by his rekel. So it's not a Rav Huna kasha. It's a kasha l'kuli alam. It's a kasha mikoich the Mishnah, Yudchas Chedesh. So why is Merakama asking Rav Huna? This is the kasha of the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi doesn't mention Yudchas Chedesh. That was my chat. But the Beis HaLevi is assumed for the Apostle that this in Amnir has nothing to do with Rav Huna. It's a new time of Matzosi Sodereikum. In fact, the Beis HaLevi. So why the world is going to Rav Huna? The Kashi from Batim, that you don't have Enim in the night, should be a Kashi L'Kuliyam. If you don't have Enim in the night, the Marakam will tie them. Matzosi Bayis Reikum. Says the Beis HaLevi. That is a big difference. If Rav Huna is right, is it in Ritzufin? That means if you're machzik, not Ritzufin, it's not kin machzik yinshi. So it's not a maisa chazok. If, on the other hand, you don't need Ritzufin, it means fundamentally the maisa chazok does not have to be 3 years Ritzufin. It could be spread out. It could be there in the house 6 years of daytime and skip the nights. It would also be good. You don't need Ritzufin. There's no problem with Kimachsik Yinshi. LMI. But there's a problem. But there's a new din. You can't disappear. Near. If you disappear, Matsosi saw the Rekam. Says the Beis HaLevi, that's not a chisorin in the Chazokah. The Chazokah was fine. It was Kimachsik Yinshi. Rather, that's Me'ena Macho. When you leave, and the Balabayas comes to the Balabayas shows up and you're not home, the Balabayas says, by going away, in effect, you were Meicha for me. By leaving, you're showing that it's not your field. So he says, that's like Macha. it's like the machzik doing the machla for the Marakam. Marakam doesn't have to be meicha. He says the machzik you were meicha for me. You went away. Ain lecha machag doy lemizu. If you leave and you misalak yadayim from the house, so ain lecha machag doy lemizu. It's the moral equivalent of a macha. It's being done by the machzik. It's like a fine. So the machzik he was doing the zochem malach the nasi dechem. The Marakam is saying, why should I be meicha? You yourself went away. You declared that it's not you. You misalak yourself from the field. So you're kilo doing a macha. So therefore he says like this. Here we have a case where the machzik claims he was there at night. It's not like we know that he wasn't there at night. The machzik claims that he was there at night, but since it's nighttime, he can't find that he ate them, so he can only prove that he was there by day. So the machzik claims he was there that day and night. The Murakama claims, no, by night you weren't there. So Almila Havirai, who has to bring the proof? So, according to Rav Huna, that if you're not there at night, it's not kinem machzik in she, it's a chisor in the chazok itself. So that the machzik has to prove. So the machzik has to bring Adam that he was there by night. Otherwise, it's not kinem machzik in she, so his whole chazok even by day was no good. But if Rav Huna is wrong, we don't have this issue of kinem machzik in she. As far as kinem machzik in she is concerned, you could be machzik just the days and skip the nights. And maybe it'll spread out over 6 years if you want, but you can be machzik just the days. LMI, but the Marakamet can say, I was going to be meicha, but then I saw you're not there at night, kilo, you're meicha for me. So that's kilo, that's equivalent to the Marakamet finding I was meicha, and the machzik says you weren't meicha. Who has to prove the meicha? Let's say the Marakamet says I was meicha, and the machzik says you were never meicha. Who has to prove, who has to bring Aiden that there was a meicha, or not a meicha? The Marakamet, that's the Marakamet has to prove the meicha. Once you have a good chazokah, why talk of it? But that's the vada given. Chazokah, was there a chazokah? The machzik has to prove. Was there a macha? The Marakam has to prove. So he said, so according, if going away at night is a chisor in the kidim machziki inshi, it's a chisor in the chazok itself, then it's a machzik to prove that he was there at night. But if mitzad the chazok itself, you don't have to be there at night. You don't need kidim machziki inshi in this regard. Elamai, but going away is like a kilu a macha. Well, the machzik, you say that you didn't go away. I claim that you did go away. So that's like, you claim there was no macha, and I claim there was a macha. I have to prove that. You say you were there at night. I have to prove that you were not there at night. So Mela, that's why, if you don't like Rav Huna, the Mishnah is good. Cheskes Abatim, Shol Lashonim. You have to, Cheskes Abatim, Shol Lashonim. You only have to be machzik by day. You have 6 years of days. You have 8 of them and 6 years of days. I claim that there was a macha, you weren't there at night. I have to prove it. I have to prove that you were not there at night. That's very hard for me to do. So you would win. But according to Rav Huna, you have to have Gimel Shonim Mitzufin, otherwise it lacks in the Chazok itself. So if you can't prove that you were there at night, you can't prove that you were Machzik at all, because you can't prove that you were Machzik to Machzik Inshi. So that you should have to prove. So how can the Mishnah say that? And that you can't prove, because at night you can't prove. You don't have a way to prove the nights. So maybe it's a Kashan Rav Huna. Without Rav Huna, the Mishnah is good. It's only a Kashan Rav Huna. Ad Khan from the Beis Halevi.
What does it mean that if the Machzik leaves, like he's giving a
machal
to himself?
Like
he's getting a
good chazak
anyway, so what does it mean? He's leaving, that's a
machal
himself.
His leaving is kilu, it's not... Oh, so let me elaborate. I'll tell you, when I first read the Beis Halevi, many, many years ago, I thought that... I thought it's fair, because the Rashbam himself explains Rav Huna that why do you need a tzufin? What did the Rashbam say? Golus adai tuch delav didoch. The din of Rav Huna, Rashbam explains, that it's a gili das that is not your field. So that sounds like the Beis Halevi's explanation of not being there at night. Beis Halevi's not being there at night is like a machok, because by going away, kilu, you're declaring that it's not your house. Isn't that how the Rashbam explains Rav Huna? Rashbam explained Rav Huna himself, golus adai tich delav didoch, that the Marakam could say, no, I wasn't meicha, because you yourself are magala das, that it's not yours. So what the Beis Halevi, the explanation that the Beis Halevi gives for the not Rav Huna position, that you have to do near because otherwise you're going away is like a macho, and he considers that to be something that the Marakam has to prove. But the Rashbam himself says that that's the pshat in Rav Huna, that if you skip a year, then it's golus adai tich delav didoch, and that's why it wasn't meicha. So I feel like it pulls out the carpet from under the whole distinction of the Beis Halevi. see the basically is not right that even when his goal is the lavdi doch, it's still the machzik has to be. But I thought about it now this year, and I think that it's Bixlevi is correct, or it's tenable, because we already said in the Rashbam, when the Rashbam says that when you do according to Rav Huna, you need the sufin, because otherwise golus adaitik the lav didoch. The Rashbam himself has another lashon. He says that it's not going to machzik yinshi. Right, we saw the two lashonis of the Rashbam. So he said there must be two sides of the same coin. When you do it, not going to machzik yinshi. So it's a gili das when you're machzik, not going to machzik yinshi. You skip years, it's not going to machzik yinshi. So in the chazoka, there's a gili das that it's not gederech habayim. So it's not ma'or mecha. When you are machzik in a field, not going to machzik yinshi. So why is that not ma'or mecha? Because the Murakama says, so what, you did a weird thing. Why is that not ma'or mecha? Because the Murakama says, since you did this, since you ate in the field, not going to machzik yinshi, so go let's attack it, the lav yidoch, your achilo has within it the seeds that is not a hayros bailus. You're not really showing that you're a bailin. Rav Yehuda says kederech haganavim. So I didn't see. It wasn't ma'ir in me. I'm only meichel when I see you doing things that show bailus. But here, since your achila was not beretzifus, so it was not kidemachsiki inshi. So your achila itself, even though normally achila shows bailus, but your achila showed didn't show bailus. Your achila showed that you're not the bailin. So maybe I didn't have to be meichel. We also said in the pit. We said already that the Fidei Rashbam, when you skip years, it's not only a chisaron in the skipped years; it's a chisaron in the years that you ate. Also, the years that you ate were also not kinyan machzik yinshi, since in the totality you were on and off. Right? Sam Rav once saw a sign was flashing kosher, 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 kosher. You know, he said, a neon sign, kosher. He said, yeah, sometimes kosher, sometimes not. So that's how you were machzik. Sometimes a bialim, sometimes not. So the whole achila, whole hero's bialim is in the years that you did eat, it was also not going to machzik yinshi. The not going to machzik yinshi, not only the year that you took off, the year that you ate is also not going to machzik yinshi because it was not beretzifus. And we were mechir that from the fact that it's mukuch in the cheshbon in the sugya, that the din of Rav Huna that you need retzufin is true even according to Hol Chayusha. We read it back into the Mishnah and the Shita Rashi. We read it back into the Tanakhama. Miyoyim Miyoyim means Ritzufin, and according to Rashi and Rashbam, the Tanakhama is Holchiyusha, is Rabbi Shmuel. So it's Mukhuk that Holchiyusha also have the din of Ritzufas. Well, according to Holchiyusha, every year is a self contained Reyes. The Shtika every year is a Reyes in its own right. So what does it matter? Mel if you held. That it's based on Mida Leimicha. So you can say it's based on a shtik of 3 years. It takes 3 years to bring the kveda of the bialim up to a boil. So if you keep taking the pot off the fire, the bialim never comes to a boil. You know, you keep not being machzik, so you never reach the 3 years. Like it's always like less than 3 years. If you're machzik, so it's like never, you never reach 3 years. So the bialim never get a chance to be machbit. So that I could understand. But in the Hol Chayusha, it's not that we're not being done on the kapeid of the bottom takes 3 years to happen. We're being done every year is a reyesa by itself, except that you need it to repeat three times, otherwise it's a mikra. Like by Shor Amud, every negicha is a negicha, but you need three negichas to establish the pattern. Every reyes dam is a reyes dam, but you need three reyes dam to establish the pattern. So every reyes, every shtik is a bottom. Ein lechadam a reyes chaveri, it's a reyes lechel, priyosu l'shana v'shaisik. Every shtik is a reyes by every year is achila with the shtik is a reyes by itself. So what do I care that he? So why is that undone by the? So why do I need ritzufin? What do I care that he? What do you mean it's? What do you mean it's not going to machzik yinshi? Every year was going to machzik yinshi. So we said it's muchuch that when you do ritzufin, when you eat not ritzufin, when you take at the end of the day, you need it to happen three times. Chazak is not over until three times, and since you keep flashing on and off, so it's pegeya not only in the going to machzik yinshi of the year that you took off, but even in the years of achila not going to machzik yinshi, because since you stop and you start, so it infiltrates into the achila itself, that the achila itself, even in the years that you do the achila, is not going to machzik yinshi. That's an erfuna. There's a quote to erfuna, when you skip a year, the chisor is not only in the skipped year, that the skipped year stops the chazoka from accruing. When you skip a year, it makes even the year that you did eat, that you were zereya, that year is also not going to machzik yinshin. And that's the chazorn in the chazok itself. The chazok was not going to machzik yinshin. If you only have einim for the day and you don't have einim for the night, that means for all we know you weren't machzik and machzik yinshin, then even your days are pogum. Even your days are not going to machzik yinshin. So that way you have to prove. You have to prove that you were machzik and machzik yinshin. That's why according to Rav Huna, as the basic lady says, according to Rav Huna, you have to prove that you were there at night. That's the Gemara's kasha, Rav Huna. How are you going to prove that you were there at night? Masha'enkin, if you hold not like Rav Huna, so if you hold not like Rav Huna, it means the chazaka mitzaratzma, you don't need kinemachzik yinshi. You could have a year on, a year off, a year on, a year off. After 5 years, you'll have accrued 3 years of chazaka. There's no problem over here that in the kinemachzik yinshi. But if you go away, it's a new sort. The Baalim could say, yes, you were there 3 years. You accrued a chazaka. But since you went away in the middle, so every time I showed up and I saw you're not there, so I said, oh, you're not there. So if you're not there, so the Beis Levi says it's like a macho. I don't know if you know. I don't. Beis Levi's lesson is it's clearly you were declaring that the soul is not yours. I think Pashup Shat in. It's good the way Beis Levi says also. I think I'll leave it them as that's not what it means. But also Sadeh Rekim, I think the Pashup Shad is, I came, I saw you're not there, I decided that it's all a bluff, that it's all a sheker. It's fake news. You were really not being machzik at all. Even though I heard a shmur that you were, but I saw with my own eyes that you're not. Kachay kachal yonenu, it makes no difference. The point is, the chazoka was a good chazoka. You were there by day, you were machzik and machzik yinshi. I'm coming now with the taina minachutz. Some new taina. That I wasn't, you know why I wasn't meicher? In the Beis Levi's nusach. Because you're going away, it's kilu your mesalak yadayim and declaring that the field is not yours. Or the way I think the emes of pshat in the Rashbam is, I came and I saw that you're not there, so I decided that it's all a lie, that they told that they were lying to me when they said that you're being machzik in my field. Either way, the chazoka, the maisa chazoka was a good maisa chazoka. I'm coming with a different claim to explain why I wasn't meicher, because there was some reason minachutz that caused me not to be meicher. So that's then the burden of proof is on me. That's basically 100% right. You see always that the chazok itself you have to prove that you did a ma'isa chazok. Macha, I have to prove that I was. If I want to claim that I was meicher, then I have to prove. Agam, Rabbi Chanan asked, if chazok is based on midul emicha, and if I claim I was meicher, so why isn't that a chesaron in the chazok itself? Like if you claim, what does chazok mean? Midul emicha. But I claim that I was meicher. Why do I have to prove that I was meicher? You should have to claim that you should have to prove that I wasn't meicher. So that's a shaila. Rabbi Yoyena says because it's impossible for you to prove that I wasn't meicher, so chazal would matul it on me. So maybe it's a takana, whatever. Maybe there's other explanations, but that's about it true. You have to prove the chazaka, and I have to prove the macha. So, which means, the ma'isa chazaka you have to prove. Things that are mevatel chazaka minachutz, that I have to prove. So according to Rav Huna, skipping a year makes even the years they were eight not kinem achziki inshi. So it means if you weren't there at night, your eating by day was not kinem achziki inshi. That about it, you have to prove. Barach iloska. You have to prove that you were machzik kinem achziki inshi. But if you don't like a funa, then the days were good days. The days of chazaka were perfectly good days of chazaka. Maybe you need 6 years of them, but the days of chazaka were perfectly good days of chazaka. I have a taina min achutz that I came by night and I saw you not there. That's mevatel lechazaka. I'm claiming that I came at night and you weren't there. You claim that you were there at night. So who should have to bring proof? I should have to bring proof. So therefore, it's very good as long as you prove you were there by day for 6 years. So then, let's say for 6 years. So you should have a chazoka. Mele, that's why the Gemara only asks on Rav Huna, without Rav Huna, it's not a kasha. Yeah, that's the basic lady's teretz for this kasha. The kasha is a kasha that's misbakish in. It's a central kasha in pshat in the Gemara. The kasha, it's not a side kasha. It's a basic kasha in the Gemara. Rashbam says beferish that even according to the Rashbam says even an asad may be back. You don't need tzufas, but matzosis haderekim breaks the chazoka. So what's going on over here by Bata? So we have Beis Levi's mouth. It's very beautiful. It's a very beautiful mouth. By the way, it's maybe worth mentioning, Lefi the Shach, the Kasha doesn't start. The Shach learns the whole din of Nir is only a Libra Huna. If you don't like Rav Huna, you don't need Nir either. So that's amazing. Gemara is poshut. Gemara is saying, the Gemara thinks Rav Huna is wrong. If Rav Huna is wrong, then you don't need to be there at night at all. Yeah, but we were mechiach from the Mishnah of the Mishnah Yud Chesed. We were mechiach that the Beis Levi is right from the Mishnah Yud Chesed. It's mucha the Beis Levi is right that a hakol meidim, whether you hold like a fun or not, but a hakol meidim that near you have to have. So that's why you have to have Yud Chesed. So then the Beis Levi's kasha is very strong. The Beis Levi's teretz is also very beautiful. But Aliba de Emes, I think that there's another answer. And maybe from this other answer also we'll see another mocker for the Rashbam's whole chiddush that you have to have near, otherwise you can tie them with sausage on the regular. Gemara says behemshach. Barim and Amar, Amar Mazutro. Yitonu Amar Lesi Trei Sadi Lasudi Li Dedobid Boshna Tloshne Biyom Piyamema Vilei Laila Tanosu Tani. We skip some more. We're going to have to come back. We're skipping right now. I just lean in on another choice. The Gemara says before, according to Rafuna, you have to bring Aiden by Yom of Laila. That we had a kasha, how could you ever bring Eidim Balayla? So Gemara says, there's ways that you can have Eidim Balayla. That's the Gemara that we skipped. But that's true. You have to bring Eidim Balayla. Come along with Masutra, and he says, if the Marakamet Tainas bring Eidim to be made by Yom Balayla, Tan Losi Tain. So it's different Shotam Yishayim what Masutra is talking about. But the Rashbam learns that Masutra is a Hemshech of Agamar, and Masutra is saying, it's just this halacha. You have to bring Eidim by Yom Balayla. Otherwise, not Ritzufim. But Zutra is saying only if the Marakama tines. Meaning, if the Marakama doesn't tine that you weren't there at night, then it's enough to bring Eidim for the day. So we assume that if you were there by day, you were there by night too. Why should we assume otherwise? Bringing Eidim just for the day doesn't have to be special Eidim, doesn't have to be the tenants, or it should be. Stop. Eidim for the day is normally enough for the night too. Because basically, we normally assume a guy who lived in the house for 3 years. Probably slept in the house for 3 years too. That you have to bring Eidim and the Laila is only if the Marakamet timed it, that I came at night and you weren't there. I saw you're not there. So if the Marakamet timed it, you weren't there at night, then you have to respond and you have to bring Eidim for the night. By the way, the Rashbam, that's what Rashbam learns about. The Rashbam was already Meramazit in Agamar. Because in Agamar, when the Gemara said, what about the Laila, but Laila Layodi? Cheskes Abatim, how are you going to eat him for the night? The Rashbam says, yeah, at the end of the Dibra Maskel, Belei Laila Lo Yadi. The Rashbam says, V'im Iso, V'im Iso L'Ravuno, Amotzi Idach L'Mitten, Ani Ra'isi, Shlo Yadarba Beleilis. In Agamar, when the Gemara asks, how are you going to bring Eidim for the night? So Rashbam says, and maybe the Marakam is going to say, I saw you not there at night, how are you going to respond? It's already in Agamar, the Rashbam was Meramis. You only have to bring Eidim for the night if the Marakam demands them. The Gemara is just asking, but if the Marakam demands them, how are you going to respond? So where did Rashbam got it? The Rashbam got that from his Pshat in Mazutra, that Mazutra is going on. That's the Pshat in Mazutra. The Marakam has the time that I came at night, you weren't there, so you have to bring Eidim for the night. Then the Gemara goes on and says, "Umayde mazutra tafu medveis, umayde mazutra bereichlin amachzim bayoros, ta'afakat bleiton tanin leyanan." That if the Merkam is a reichel, hamachaze bayoros, he's a traveling salesman. So then, we would taina for him. We would, even if he doesn't demand aidim for the night, we would on our own demand aidim for the night. Says the Rashbam, why? What's the deal over here? So he says, because the reichlin amachzim bayoros. The derech is, they come home late at night, and they leave early in the morning before it gets light. They're hardly home. They come home 11 o'clock at night, they leave 4 o'clock in the morning. That's how they live. It's not a good job. It's almost like being a lawyer. So Melech says, Rashbam, we're more chayshish than maybe the machzik is taka thief. And the machzik deliberately was machzik by day and left by night. Because he knows that the Marakama will, that the Marakama, the Reichel, is going to come home only late at night, leave early in the morning. He'll never see him. And that way, he'll be able to do this dance. He'll be machzik 3 years, and the Marakama will never catch him red-handed. The Marakama will never realize. The Marakama will clean up after himself. Every night, the Marakama will come home. The Reichel will come home. He won't see anybody. He'll think, oh, very nice, sleep in his bed. He'll go home in the morning. Meanwhile, this guy will be machzik 3 years. Then 3 years later, he'll say, oh, I have a chazoka 3 years. So here already we're more chayshish, even though normally we assume if a guy's there by day, he's there by night too. Why would he leave every night? It's bizarre. But in the case of a reichel, it's hakeh very shayach that the machzik might have deliberately left at night because he knows the reichel is going to keep coming home. The machzik knows that he's a thief. And he wants the machzik in Moshonim. So he's going to do this dance. He's going to leave at night. So Mela, this is already such a plausible possibility that we would tie in it for the reichel even if the reichel doesn't say it. Adkan. Now, first of all, what's going on over here? This reichel, this reichel, does he know that somebody's being machzik in his house? Obviously not. I mean, that's the whole point of this trick that the machziks may be playing on him. The reichel, since he's only there at night, so he never realizes that somebody's being machzik in his house. That's the story. That's the conspiracy over here. That's how Rashbam is presenting it. So how does this work? Isn't chazok and nishmas the meirochik? Chaber is like, we know chazok and nishmas. Yeah, even a guy never comes home. Even a marakama never comes home. We assume he knows about the chazok. So what's this business? The reichel is going to come home. He's not going to see anybody there, and he won't be meicha. And the guy is going to be able this cook over here is going to be able to be machzik. How's this going to work? But he's machzik for 3 years. The coil goes out. The reichel that we're in all of his travels, he keeps reading the newspapers that somebody's been machzik in his house. The chaber this day, he keeps hearing from people that somebody's been machzik in his house. So what's going on? What does it mean he doesn't know there's a chazaka? He comes home at night, he doesn't know there's a chazaka. Of course he knows there's a chazaka. He would know there's a chazaka even if he never came home. So what do you see? You see that if a guy hears that there's a chazaka, but if he comes home and he sees that the house is empty, then he discounts what he heard, and he assumes that what he heard must not be true, and he's not living. So first of all, right away, in this Gemara, the way the Rashbam learned the Gemara, it says the Yesod that even though Chazok is Nishmas to Meirochik, but if you come home and nobody's home, then you can say Matsosi Bayis Rekom, and I wasn't Meicha, even though the Chazok was Nishmas, even though I heard rumors about the Chazok, but if I come home and with my own eyes I saw the Bayis is Rekom, then I'm not Meicha. It says here in this Gemara about Reich. So that, first of all, is right away, is a Mokar Niftach in the Sukh itself for this whole idea of the Rashbam, that if you come home, I think this is besides the Mishnah Yitzchus Chayush. We have here another Mokar in the Sukh itself for this concept of the Rashbam, that you can't just go away. Even if it's Kinemach Sekinji, there's no problem Kinemach Sekinji. But if you don't hold like Rafuna, nothing to do with Rafuna. If you go away and the Marakama comes and he sees that the house is empty or the field is empty, then he'll say, Matsosi Bayis Rekom, Matsosi Soder Rekom. I figure it's all not true. There's no Chazok, it's not to be made. It's Mokar in the Sukh of Rechlin. And we're going here not like a funa, because we're going here. I mean, it's nothing to do with their funa. It says in this Gemara, a fact, that if somebody comes and he finds the bias reikum, then he discounts all the rumors of chazaka that he's been hearing. So that's the mokar for this svar of the Rashbam. That's nothing to the Ravuna. Ravuna is a svar in Kinemach Sekinshi. You have to do it. Tzufa, no, it's not Kinemach Sekinshi. It says a different story. The Reichel doesn't come and say, that I came home, the house was empty, and I said, oh, he's being machzik, not Kinemach Sekinshi. That's not the story. That could be true, but I don't need to be the Reichel. Right? But the reason why the Reichel didn't say anything is not because he knew the guy's in his house, but he saw he goes away at night, he says, oh, he's not being machzik, Kinemach Sekinshi. If that was the pshat, if that was the story over here with the reichel, then that would be true. He's not a reichel. Even if the guy comes home and he stays home the whole weekend, he's there the whole day. But he sees the guy leaves at night, he's not going to machzik inshi. Why should he be meichel? That's not the story. The story is because he's a reichel, he's never there by day, so he doesn't know about the day except by rumors. What he sees with his own eyes is that nobody's home. So it says in the Gemara of Reichel that even when you hear about the chazokah, but if you come home and you find the house empty, it breaks the chazokah. So Mela, that's the mokah for the Rashbam, that if you... that never, even if it's kinemachzik yinshi, it's asur the maybe bagi, you'll be machzik kinemachzik yinshi. But if you go away completely and the marakama shows up, then the marakama will say matzosi son derekom, and it breaks the whole chazok. It's mokka for the Rashbam. Number one, yeah.
The Rashbam says that he's in a chozer liiro kiim lizman aruch. But where does the Rashbam say this thing about that he's specifically there? Only at night, and he only comes back at night. He's gone.
Yeah, because Yeah, I'm sorry. I said the story wrong. I said the story that he comes back every night. He doesn't come back every night. He comes back once in a blue moon, which might be in the middle of the night, then he leaves right away. So you have to prove that you were there by Yom of Alayla. You weren't gone for a second, because if you were gone for a second, if you were gone for a few hours, maybe that's punct when the Reichel came, and that's why he wasn't Meichel, because he saw Yimotzosi by his Reichel. I said the story wrong, but the point is the same point. It says that by a Reichel, you have to prove you were there. Normally, if it's enough that you prove that you were there by day, you have to prove you were there by night. The stomach was there by night, too. And if you took a night off, probably not the end of the world. But in the case of a Reichel, you have to prove that you were there by Yom of Alayla. Maybe when we get to the Gemara, we'll think about it more intensely. But Akoponim, it says this idea, that the Reichel comes back only once in a while. For all we know, he might have come back in the nighttime. So you have to bring Einav by Yom of Alayla, because if you don't bring Einav by Yom of Alayla, maybe punct at that time when you don't have Einav for, maybe that's when the Reichel came home. And so what? And if the Reichel came home in that window of time, then he's going to find the house empty, and if he's going to find the house empty, he won't be Meicha. It's worse than if he never came home ever. If he never came home ever, you have people in Medina Sayami, you could still be Machzik, because Chavar Chavar is late. He'll hear a rumor, he'll be Meicha. But if a guy comes home once in a while, and he leaves for a very, very short while, then it's worse. Because when he comes home, he finds the Bayis Reikum, then he's not Meicha, even for the Chazaka that he heard about. That's what it says in Salah Chavarichel. I think that's the Mokka for the Rashbam, that even by Nir, even by Asur Demai Bibagi, you have to be there. Because if you're not there, then punk, that's when the Baal HaBayis is going to come, and he's going to be, and he's not going to be, and that account is not going to be Meicha. That's number one. Number two, though, it also says in this Gemara that this, it also says that it's only by a Reichel. By a Reichel, we have this concern that he comes home for very short periods of time. A regular person, you don't have this time. A regular person, you don't have to bring any of my night. Why do you have this concern by a regular person? Why by a regular person also? Guys in Medina Sayam. Guys in Medina Sayam. Why aren't we also concerned that maybe he's gonna? Maybe one night he came home. It says by Reichel you need Einav by Yom of Alayla. By a regular person you don't need Einav by Yom of Alayla. Why not? The guys in Medina Sayam. But maybe one day he came home in the middle of the night. He saw the Bayis Reikum. And he says Matsosi Bayis Reikum. Why do you have to bring it? Why by a regular Murakama, if the Murakama has a regular job, how come you don't have to bring Edom on the lab? So the Emes is, I'm really Masupik. What's the pshat? Maybe is the pshat that by a regular person, we wouldn't tain of him. That's the Gemara, like Taininale. By a regular, we tain it for him. By a regular person, if he tain as I came by night, I want to know the following. What would be in the following case? The Murakama is not a Reichel. It's a regular 9-to-5 job. But he was in Medina Sayam. He comes and he says to us, I want Adam for the night time because I showed up in the middle of the night one night and he wasn't there. It was Matsosi Bayis Reichel. So I want him to bring Adam for the night time too. Would that be a Taina? That it's only by a Reichel that we have this thing that maybe came for a short time and left right away and it was Matsosi Bayis Reichel. Maybe by a regular person you don't have such a taina. But maybe not. Maybe by a regular person he could make such a taina, but we wouldn't tie it for him. By a Reichel we would tie it for him. I'm not sure. Emes, I'm not sure. I could hear either way. But I want to suggest that maybe by a regular person, a regular person cannot taina. I showed up in the middle of the night, 11 o'clock in the morning, 11 o'clock at night, and I left at 4 o'clock in the morning, and it was Matsosi Bayis Reikum, and that's why I wasn't Meicha. That's not a Taina. That's normal. People come home by day, they don't come home at night. And if they come home by night, then they sleep, and they daven shachris like a mensch in the house. Only a Reichel is there such a possibility that he comes home 11 o'clock at night, and he leaves 4 o'clock in the morning, and he saw the Bayis empty, and he never saw that the guy's Machzik Bayir. But by a regular person, a regular balabos, there's no such taina. The Gemara says that the Bala, the Marakama can tie in the icy sadi, bring Aiden for the nighttime too. The answer is, because we all like Rav Huna. We all like Rav Huna, then if you're, even if the Marakama knows that you were there by day, but he says, but I saw that you're leaving at night, the Marakama Katayna, I knew you were there by day. Nobody comes, so I didn't catch the, you know, I didn't fly in on the red eye and fly out early in the morning. That's not a ten. I'm not a Reichel. That's ridiculous. I was there. I came for a week. But I saw during that week that you're there by day, you're not there by night. Every night I knocked on the door, you're not there. I saw you're there by day, you're not there by night. Not going to ask the kiyinshi. So I said, oh, you're not going to ask the kiyinshi. I don't have to be Reichel. That's the dinner of Huna. That even if I come and I see the being maxic natur tzufim, I don't have to be meichik because you're not being maxic. You're maxic yinshi. The kitzur, what I want to go back and answer the Beis Halevi's kasha. I got a little bit confused, but it, just in the cases, but I want to say a simple word. What's the Beis Halevi's kasha? We have these two halachas in the Gemara. We have one halacha Rav Huna that you need with tzufim. Otherwise, not going to maxic yinshi. Then we have another halacha that even if Rav Huna is not right, or even in cases where Rav Huna doesn't apply, like Asher, there might be baggy. There's another halacha that you have to be there all the time, because otherwise the Merkam could say, I came and I saw that the field is empty or the house is empty. Matsosu yibayis reikum, sada reikum. So I decided the chazak is a lie. It's two halachas. And that this second halacha has nothing to do with Rav Huna. Everybody agrees that it's mukhach in the Mishnah, Yitkas Chodesh. Now, the Moya Sakasha on Rav Huna. Eidim on the day, I understand. Eidim on the night, you're never going to get. How are you going to have chazokah? It's a kashan Rav Huna. How are you going to be masik? You can only bring Eidim for the day. Without the night, it's not ritzufim. So the question of Beis Halevi is, why is it only kashan Rav Huna? And if Rav Huna is not right, and you don't need ritzufim, but you need near, you can't leave. And if you were there by day, you weren't there at night, then it means, then if you were there by day, you weren't there at night, there's a new taina, matzosi sadereikum. So it's a kasha not only in Rav Huna, it's a kasha l'kuli alma. How can Chesk Sabbatim be, how can you have Chesk Sabbatim, how can you ever be Machzik in a bias? How can you ever be Machzik in a bias? You can only bring Eidim on the day, you can't bring Eidim on the night. For all we know, and maybe the Merkam will tie in, you weren't there at night, and if you weren't there at night, then it's matzosi sadereikum, matzosi bias reikum, so it's a kasha in Rav Huna. Why is it only a kashan Rav Huna? It's a kashan L'kuli Alma. If you weren't there at night, then the Marakama is a taina. Matzosi Sadarek. The answer is, koit Rav Huna, what's the taina of the Marakama? He came, the Marakama taina is you weren't there at night. So what? So it depends on whether you hold like Rav Huna or you don't hold like Rav Huna. If you hold like Rav Huna, then the Marakama's taina is you weren't there at night. So even though I knew you were there by day, but I knew that you're also not there at night. So I knew you're not being masik in the machzik inshi, so I didn't have to be meichah. On the other hand, if Rav Huna is wrong, there's no tie of kinemachzikinshi. You don't need kinemachzikinshi. You could do, it could be not ritzufis. But there's another halach that if you leave a field, let's say you leave the field completely for a year, the Marakama could say, punk that year I came to visit, and I stayed, and I saw that you're not there. Matzosi bayis reikam. I assume that nobody that you're really not being machzik. It's all. I assume that the rumors are false. So what would that be the equivalent of here? The Merkam would have to taina. If you don't bring Aiden for the night, the Merkam would have to taina. You have only Aiden for the day. But you know, you have no Aiden for the night. You know what? I came one night and I saw you not there. So that's why I wasn't Mecha. Matzosi bayis reikum. So I think the Rashbam holds. So the Beis Halevi is asking, so why didn't the Gemara should ask that? Why does the Gemara only make it a kasha, pin the kasha in Rav Huna? Rav Huna, where's the Aiden for the night? You need Aiden for the night, L'kuli Alma, because you don't have Aiden for the night, there's a tiny Matzosi Bayis Reikum. The answer is, according to Rav Huna, why do you have to have Aiden for the night? Because if you don't have Aiden for the night, then the Merkama will say, I came, I saw you there by day, but I saw you leave every night. That's what I claim, that I saw you leave every night. It's not going to Machzik Yinshi. So you have to prove that you were there at night to the Machzik Yinshi. That's not a very good question. That's the Gemara's Kasha. And the Gemara has to find cases where you could bring Aiden for the night. But if you don't know the Rav Huna, that means that be'etzem, you don't have to be there at night. Could you be there by day? It's going to machzik yinshi. LMI, what's the Beis Halevi asking about? Why can't I say, I came one night and you weren't there, so I decided, matzosi bayis reikum, that's why I wasn't meicha. What kind of time is that? I came in the middle of the night, and I found the house empty, and I didn't stay till morning? A reichel does that. That's the whole word of a reichel. That's what a reichel does. A reichel comes, and he stays for a few hours, and he leaves. A regular person, Moshech, if he stayed in Medina Siam, then he heard everything, Chavar Chavar Islam. And if he came home, Masam, he stayed at least 24 hours. But this is a title, Merkama Katayna. I came from the Medina Siam, I stayed for 3 hours in the house, in the middle of the night, I left, I came after you left, I left before you came, so Matsosi Baishrekim, I thought that the house is empty. That's a very far-fetched title. Mechates is such a title in the world. A Reichel can make such a title. A regular person doesn't have such a title at all. So Mela, that's Pshat and Gemara. But that coin to Rafuna, the Markama, Ketaina, I knew you were there by day, but I saw you leaving by night. It's not going to Machsik Yinshi. So you have to prove that you were there at night, going to Machsik Yinshi. That's a very good question. That's the Gemara's question. But if you don't like Rafuna, then you don't have to be there at night. Elamai, but there's a thing. You have to do near, because otherwise I'm going to say Matsosi Ba'is Rekom. That's in a Soda where you're being labor for a whole year. You're going to leave on vacation for a whole year, then the Marakama Kataina Matsosi Soda Rekum. I came, I saw the field is empty. Came for a week, I saw the field is empty. Maybe I came for 6 months, I saw the field is empty. That's Matsosi Soda Rekum, that's the Taina. But the Marakama can't Taina. I came for 3 hours in the middle of the night in Matsosi Bayis Rekum, and therefore you have to bring Adam on the Lila. Then such a Taina doesn't exist. Except by Reichel. By Reichel is such a Taina, by a regular person, not. That's what I'm saying. I think even if I want to suggest that even if the Marakama would Taina, that I came by night and you weren't there, it wouldn't be a Taina. By Reichel it's a Taina. But by a regular person, not. So, man, that's good. Balabat. Because I'm Rabbiach two things from this Sugi of Reichel. First of all, I think this is another Mokar in the Sugi itself for the Yisrael of the Rashbam. Matsosi Bayis Reikam. This notion of the Rashbam, Matsosi Bayis Reikam, he didn't make it up. Besides the Cheshman from the Mishnah of Yitzchak Tzvedish. That's the Gemara of Reichel. The way the Rashbam learns the Gemara. That when a person comes home only for a few hours and leaves, and he finds the house empty, there's a taina that matsosi by his reikim, that's why it wasn't meichel. That's why by a reichel you have to bring Eidim by Yom of Alayla. Because a reichel is very olul, very likely, that he just came for a few hours, maybe it was in the middle of the night, punct when you punct on the time that you don't have any Eidim, maybe you weren't there. So new taina, matsosi by his reikim. That's the mokar that there's such a notion of matsosi by his reikim. But in a house where it's only a few hours, that's only special by a reichel. By a regular person, that's such a taina doesn't exist at all. It's a ridiculous story. But the Rashbam took from there, in the case of a field where you're being maybe for a whole year. So then it doesn't only have to be a reichel. Even a regular Marakama goes to Medina Siyam. He might come home for a few months. And if it's a year that you're being maybe the Soda, he'll say Masasi Soda Reikum. From there, the Rashbam took that you have to always do near. So that's the mocker for the Rashbam, this notion of Masasi Bayis Reikum. That even though the Chazok is Nishmas Tamei Rochik, but if you come and you see the Bayis is empty, then you're not Meichel. That's number one. And number two, I think that with all the vocabulary that we're getting, so we have here a simple balabata shatera, it's with the base of Levi's kashi. Why is the Eidim at night only necessary Ali b'der Avunah, but not if you don't have like Avunah? Because the Taina Matsosi Bayis Reikum, what does it mean? What's this Taina Matsosi Bayis Reikum? From the case of Reichel, you see exactly what it is, but I said it before really, but I see it in the case of Matsosi Bayis Reikum means, I heard that you're being Machsik, I came, I saw it's not true. That's the meaning of Matsosi Bayis Reikum. Nothing to do with Ravuna, not like the Shach that it's Akko to Ravuna. The meaning of Matsosi Bayis Reikum, or it's not like the Beis Levi, the Beis Levi said Matsosi Bayis Reikum means that when you left, you were doing a Macho, you were declaring that it's not. I said, you're doing a Macho for me. I don't think that's the Pshat of Matsosi Bayis Reikum. I think the Pshat of Matsosi Bayis Reikum is the story by a Reichel. That the Reichel knows that it's a here's the Shmu of the Chazokah, but he comes and he sees that it's not true. That's exactly the notion of Matsosi Bayis Reikum. The Rashbam got this idea from the Gemara of Reichel. Okay, from the Gemara of Reichel also I see just the meaning of the words Matsosi Bayis Reikum. What do those words mean? So in the Shach we saw it means it's a Ravuna de Kesvar, that it's not going to Machzik Yinshi. All the other places in the Bagi are being Meivir, but at least they're doing near, and you're not even doing near, it lacks in Ravuna. That was the Shach. Yeah, that's not the Mashmois of Matsosi Bayis Reikum. The Beis Halevi seemed to understand Matsosi Bayis Reikum, that when I saw you're not there, I said, oh, you yourself are being Mesala Kedayim, you're doing the Macho for me. I don't think that's Pshat and Matsosi Bayis Reikum either. I think Matsosi Bayis Reikum, that's what I said at the very beginning of Shiv. I think Matsosi Bayis Reikum means that I came and I saw the rumors of your Chazaka were premature. I saw you're not really there. Reichel is Mamash Techizik, because that's exactly what happens by Reichel. And I think that's the Mokka, though, for this whole notion of the Rashbam. Mela, that's the fundamental thing. And then there's the minor point, that I think that I understand that the terrace for the Beis Levi's Kasha is al derech zeh, that a Reichel Ketayin, I came for a few hours and you weren't there, and then I left. A regular person can't, it has no such time. I came for a few hours, and does a zach, there's no such thing. So Mela by Reichel, so Mela, the Kasha by Einim by night, that's only a Kasha in Avuna. Because in Avuna, I can know that you were there by day, but I saw you leaving, it's not going to match the Ginshi. But if you don't like Avuna, it's going to match the Ginshi, then all that's left is this new Reichel de Katayna that I came and I left, and in this window of time that I was there, and I thought that I saw you not there, so Matsosi by his Reichel, that's that Metzias is only Shayach to Reichel, not to regular person.